Hey guys, this is Ralph Macchio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is William Zabka. You're listening to Cobra Kai Companion, the podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Cobra Kai Companion, and I am Peter, and on the other side of the mic, is he petty? King of petty? I don't know. Prince of Watch Party. How are you doing, sir?
Not petty at all.
Not petty at all. Okay. I like to think myself as petty, a bit of an a-hole at times, but...
you need to be selectively petty. Okay. I think that's maybe a good way to do it. Like, it's selective.
Is that more acceptable?
Because it's on certain things that you care about, but like, you just don't want to be constantly petty or something.
Got it. Fair enough. Okay. So we'll definitely get into our topic at hand. Just a little house cleaning. We had mentioned on the previous episode that the writer's strike had ended. They were still finalizing the language and, a fair deal was reached, basically, and
voted on it. Yeah, it's right.
So that's good. Now the actors strike. There had been some meetings, plural, and last week there was something that SAG had presented, and the studios basically walked away and did not renegotiate. So it doesn't look good right now. It hasn't looked good at all, really. So hopefully, we know that the negotiators, both sides, but obviously for SAG, we're going to continue working and fighting for what they want and what they feel is fair. And we just got to wait for the damn studios to fight something, man. That's pretty much it on that front. We haven't really heard too many things of Cobra Kai stuff. I'm not going to mention like names and things like that, but I know of a podcast that has, I don't know if it's a long-term hiatus or did it fully come to an end, possibly because a certain host is returning to work. I don't know. You are you picking up what I'm putting down, Watch Party? Or I don't know if you missed that
one. I think I missed something.
Yeah.
No, I'm not picking
it up. It's one that we have referenced before, at the beginning of the writer's strike, there was some dialogue mentioned in one of their episodes in terms of the strike that we were able to kind of reference, in some past episodes. Mm-hmm. So, but it sounds like some people are kind of getting back to work. I know some people that may have been available for interviews maybe may not be now due to just kind of prepping for what's to come. I guess there's a lot of planning going on. People probably having to go back out and rent equipment or whatever, for possibly resuming production. So,
yeah,
anything we hear, obviously, we'll bring it up. Anything else you could think of on the Cobra Kai side? Today is Billy's birthday.
It is. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Billy.
Good post.
Was it him or was that Johnny? One would argue that's. I mean, Billy would still answer the same as Johnny.
They're all the same.
Yeah, he's like, when did it become X? And where's the little blue bird thing?
Where'd my bird go?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. A lot of people showing love, for him on social media, as you'd imagine. But it was really nice to kind of see him just make a little brief hello to kind of, thank everyone for all the wishes. On the Counterbalance Entertainment side, for those that don't know, I do run Companion Network, where many of my coverages are covering people involved with the show and some of their other work, not Cobra Kai, one of which is Obliterated, which is John, Josh, and Hayden and Dina's next project, which is due November 30th. I feel like this has come up a little bit in some of our previous episodes, but, Watch Party and I will be covering that show. At this point, I have seen the screener, and we'll have a non-spoiler review ready on the 1st of November. And the 30th is when we will have Well, I don't want to make that promise yet, because we'll
30th
have to wait
is when the show drops. So
yeah, you know, right, right.
And we'll definitely have like I guess
a season one wrap recap. Up, a recap.
Yeah, wrap yeah. up. Yeah.
Yeah, that one I can't say confidently if we'll have on the 30th just yet. So we'll see, you know. Just follow Companion Network on Instagram if you have that for update. But Obliterated Companion or Twisted Metal Companion, that's also going on. A little bit of a hiatus over there. But the last interview I had was with James Parnell, who is supervising sound mixer and, oh gosh, was it something... I'm forgetting. It's a really long title, but we had really a long discussion about sound editing and stuff. And if you like that type of stuff, that the technical discussion, that's for you, because he talks about a lot of different things and elements they were able to take from the video games of Twisted Metal and use them for the show as well. So a bunch of things still going on, even if I'm not able to put out regular episodes here. Still doing things And we'll get into this episode here. Top five moments of pettiness. Watch party.
Trouble this. Yeah, because how did you define it? That was
right. Right.
The big thing. Like, well, what is petty? Is it? Are you being a bully? Or are you being a petty? Are you like? Is it justified petty? Like, do you want it? Broad based or something. So like I was just putting down a bunch of lists, and then I looked at it and I thought, wait, are we doing top five moments of pettiness by Sam? Because I had a lot from her.
Not surprised there. Yeah. I try to be careful with the teens. How about that? I'll kind of show my hand a little bit.
I my list was like 90% them, because like so much of the high school drama like the first two seasons especially, it's like, well, yeah, you can chalk that up as being kind of petty. Like,
yeah, I didn't completely omit them, but it's light on the teens for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of with you. So like my list wasn't like terribly difficult. Honestly, I had my first four immediately. Like I knew exactly the first four I wanted. And then it was a matter of like cutting down the remaining number five and then the three honorables, mm-hmm. And honestly, like we can have a part two and part three. There's just, this show is all pettiness. We have characters that's their favorite type of clothing is pettiness. You know, that's the fair fabric. Some characters are just straight up petty. But back to like, how I opened up with like getting into this topic, the definition, I was very broad with the definition. Like, because like, I guess for me, if you ask me to define petty, I would say like, oh, it's kind of like just being an asshole for like over something really little. Right. Yeah. And that's kind of, and I think that definition is probably a mix of two different definitions of petty. So I guess my list is a little, since I was broad on the definition of it, my list isn't like one version of petty or the other, you know, so it's a little bit mixed in there.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah. I mean, there was definitely a lot of stuff I've thought about but didn't do or use. So yeah, we'll see. So, and now I'm even thinking of one right off the top, like, oh, I could have even included that one. But if we're just going kind of being like an asshole, but yeah.
Yeah, kind of like being an asshole. And I, as often as I do, I try to stay away from the feedback when I'm getting notifications, but I feel like I didn't see anyone kind of ask about the definition. I think the ones that left feedback, they knew exactly how they were going to make their list based off their definition. And that's usually what we ask for, you know, like, you know, if you want to submit your feedback, you know, that's your interpretation of whatever our topic is, you know, meant to be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So I picked this topic, and I will start with my number five, top five moments of pettiness. This one comes from episode 10 of season one. Mercy? I didn't write the title of this one down.
Yeah, Mercy's. Right?
Okay, Mercy. That's Mercy. Okay. All right. This one, Johnny teaches Miguel how to effectively use the crane kick in the All Valley tournament. So,
which like, happened off screen, but
yeah, right. But the fact that it happened, you know, and it was just, you know, like this was the first season. This is 30 plus years since we've seen these two lead characters. Mm-hmm. And And it's been working up to this All Valley tournament. Like, can Johnny do it? Can he take a student under his wing and make him a champion? And the very first time we see Miguel fight, he does a free kick and wins that round. So it's and then just, you know, Johnny looking over at Daniel in the stands, you know.
He's got
It's just one of those moments. And I still don't remember how I felt about that. Like, so I was like, holy shit, like a Cobra just used a crane kick.
I think that came up once in a Q&A, and John, someone asked John about it, and he even said, yeah, like, did Johnny teach Miguel? And he's like, yeah, Johnny must have taught Miguel, but he was definitely trying just to get into Daniel's head.
Absolutely. And for those that missed it, we do have an interview with Sholo where he actually talks about going up to Ralph and asking him to show him how to demonstrate or teach him the crane kick or whatever it is. And there's
I think there's behind the scenes footage of that too.
So it's all out there. But yeah, it's really funny because, you know, Sholo, he's such a character himself. And so when he was kind of retelling the story, he was doing like these voices and stuff, and it was really cute, for lack of a better word.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number five to you.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I could top that for my five, but here we go. Season 5, episode 3, Playing with Fire. Anthony starts complaining to Sam that she ate the last crustable.
Okay.
Hey, so I think I put this one on the list because I figured this is like the pettiest of petty things, like in the show. I went for like the totally petty things. And I thought you know, Anthony's really annoying and a jerk, especially in the first season. So I did think like there was a lot of like Anthony material out there, but I was like, what is like the most petty, like not just where he's trying to annoy Sam or something, but like, and then I thought of this, like where he starts complaining to her about the last crustable. So it's like the most petty thing in the series, I think. And so that's why I got the number five. Yeah. Like, okay, it's like, sure, it's like the lowest stakes, the lowest anything, you know. It's just Anthony. You can put a lot for Anthony and Sam both, but I went for that one.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. And just kind of like what I said, kind of near up at the top there when I was saying like we can have multiple episodes of the pettiness, you know, and we can even have like solo episodes of just one character. As like you were discussing Anthony, it just kind of took me back to season one Anthony a little bit.
Exactly.
And,
yeah,
some moments there, and then like other characters started popping up. I'm like, oh man, I forgot about that one character right there as well. So so yeah, that one's pretty good. I'm glad food got mentioned in a show that has a lot of food as well. Let's see here. My number four. Now this one's funny because not the selection or the moment here. What's funny is like 203. I feel that the previous mentions of 203 for whatever topics we have said, I don't know if I ever said Fire and Ice correctly as a title. I think I just say like, you know, the Valley Fest, you know, I'll say like 203, the Valley Fest. Like I think I forgot that it was actually titled Fire and Ice. Does that sound right? Do you recall if I've ever said Fire and Ice when referring to 203? Because that's also the episode where Johnny talks to Miguel.
I don't know, like, for sure. I know, we've talked about it, and I'm pretty sure I know would have gotten the title right. I do think actually in the original script it was titled Valley Fest. I think we saw that when Sholo was going through his scripts. Whatever one he had, it said Valley Fest. And then at some point it got changed. That may be an episode that the title changed in post-production, but
that'd be good questions to ask too. Like, I want to know some like previous titles and stuff. But I do. I hope that, you know what? Maybe I don't want to know because it's kind of, not gonna lie here. Do you remember on Twitter when I feel like John was doing like a Q&A and one of the questions was asked like, you know, what were the other dojo names other than like Eagle Fang, you know, that came up, and he gave some examples and we're like, well, Eagle Fang was definitely the best of those, you know, like it was underwhelming to hear like those other ones. It's like, well, maybe I don't want to hear the other titles, but
well,
I
that's why they got passed over, you know.
Sure. But you got to imagine there's got to be some that are like pretty good, but I don't want to like show my hand even more, but there's some titles in you know, in different seasons where the next episode kind of is a play on that previous one, or is a play on a previous episode, you know? So And maybe that's why the change, but who knows?
If we remember, episode 2, season 4 originally had an alternate title.
That I do remember.
Trying to remember what it was.
It might be in the interview with Michael. You know, I feel that, that was like a whole discussion between like Michael, Joe, and Luan because
they mentioned it because we had it. I think I have it. If I can find the original image,
was that shown somewhere?
Yes. Yes. It was shown actually. Frank, Helmer had put out a thing and he had it there.
Was it like a Instagram story?
Yes. Yes. It was an Instagram story.
Because it was a regular post. I'm sure we could just go back to that real quick unless he like deleted it. But those are always fun stuff, you know, to find out. But yeah, while you look that up there, my number four moments of pettiness is 203 Fire and Ice when Cobra Kai interrupts Miyagi-Do's demonstration at the Valley Fest.
Yeah.
So pretty petty because for me it's a bit of a selfish reason is because I wanted to see Daniel chop the ice blocks, you know. And we still haven't gotten that, probably never will, but who knows, you know, maybe the Sekai guy has something like that. You know, if we think back to a movie like Bloodsport, which has also been featured in season 4, there's a part, you know, before the actual tournament begins where the character of Frank Dukes is asked to demonstrate the Denmark, you know, where he has to break the bottom brick of a stack of bricks. And so maybe that's something they do at a Sekai Taikai. It's like, okay, well, what can you show us, Sensei LaRusso? You know, and he's like, I can chop these blocks. Okay, no, how about you hit the first one and you have to shatter the last one without the ones in between or something. I don't know. We'll see. There's an idea for you guys. But yeah, but just the entire thing is just like, you know, they were doing pretty good. The trio of Miyagi-Do individuals, you know, led by Daniel, and then you got Sam and Robbie doing bow demonstration and things, right? And then they're setting up the ice blocks, and then the chant comes, Cobra Kai, and gets everyone excited, especially Raymond, who's currently still Raymond at this point. You know, we get to see him. And everybody just goes towards the stage and the loud music and the acrobatics and the, you know, and I just remember seeing some of those sequences from the trailer as well, and to see the episode for the very first time and have it like, oh man. So it wasn't just like, not just a demonstration, like they shit on Miyagi-Do here,
right?
You know, and it was just a, you know, big middle finger, you know, and kind of here for it, even though it's against Miyagi-Do, but you know, it's still a really great moment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. It's sort of like, so the thing is, like, I feel like this is in your, this is like the pettiness of Johnny. Actually, I would say your numbers 5 and 4, right?
Yes.
And so it's like the pettiness of Johnny, really, because those are both from Johnny, essentially, right? So that's, and
that's good, man. You know, Johnny mentioned first, you know, who knows who's above him or ahead of him. No?
Yeah, strike first. Is she?
Yeah. So back to you. What about the title? Were you able to find the title?
I'm trying to pull it up. Because I found like one of the images I know it came from, but I couldn't read it. Because what he did is he had like his script, and then he had like 402, and this is maybe the wrong one, but it had the title of 402, and I'm just like
bit of a Mandela effect, perhaps, you know.
Yeah, it's just, but then like I know there were like a couple different images I had pulled from, or wait, more info. Maybe it was this one. Respect. It was called Respect. That's what it was.
Interesting. That is a blind spot for me. I do not recall this at all.
Yeah, they had the title Respect, and I think what Frank and or not Frank, that was from Frank, but Luan and Joe had said is like they were kind of going back and forth or they're that, but then like they thought, well, let's do like First Learn Stand, and you can combine it with First or Then Learn Fly, which would fits, you know, with what's going on in season 4 in those episodes. So so it worked. Okay. So it was a good change. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So back to you for your number 4.
All right. My number 4. Season 4, episode 6, Kicks Get Chicks. Sue showing the All Valley board that there's been a huge increase in girls participating, and George replies, "How about instead of karate, we put on a baking class?"
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Jordan, you know, I like this because it's these are characters that people don't talk about enough.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's the All Valley Committee. And yeah. This is the second time we see them. Mm-hmm. And it's a hilarious cold open. This is, you know, kind of the beginning of what we'll end up finding out about, like the whole Carrie Underwood reveal and all that, which pays mm-hmm. off that setup. But yeah, I love this inclusion just because, like, I don't know if I ever would have included them in mm-hmm. any of these previous topics, if I even thought about them as like mm-hmm. characters in the show as well. You know, like my mind often goes just to like our main cast, which sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the later ones actually I thought of because I kept just thinking through everything. What would be Petty? What would be Petty? And then I did think of the All Valley Board. And I was also thinking of like season one, like when Johnny was there. And then I thought of this when they come back. And then I was like, and I remember like the back and forth. And there's actually so much pettiness in the whole thing amongst all of them. And I actually had some others that that didn't make the list, but I went with this one because, you know, I think George and Sue have something and they're very petty to each other. So it was a good one.
You know, like if I, not saying that we're going to do this, but if we started, you know, for the sixth and final season, you know, if we just started kind of spice up the coverage a little bit and do something like a game, you know, at the end where like, you know, what was your moment of pettiness for this episode? You know, like that might be something fun, mm-hmm. you know? And so, you know, things to consider for the future. Mm-hmm. But like, I just like that because I mean, you mentioning that committee, there's already another character that gave me an idea for a later episode in the same season, you know? So it's just, the list can go on and on for sure.
Right.
But really good one there. Shout out to George. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to figure out what happened between those two, you know?
So, must have been something.
All right. Number three for me. I have season 5, episode 5. Oof, I don't have the title down. Hold on. Oh, Match Point. Right? That sounds right. Yeah, 505 Match Point. This one, Daniel uses the pressure point technique on Johnny in a bout over who gets to lead as sensei.
405, season 4.
405, my bad. Yeah. See, okay. I do that often. I get the seasons mm-hmm. wrong. Right. Oh, gosh. Okay, let me fix that. So 405. It's just one of those things. Like, it's not a mm-hmm. good color on Daniel. It's like, what mm-hmm. are you doing? That's a cheat code, you know, like fight fair and square, you know, and Johnny's seen him do that in the previous season in 3-10. Mm-hmm. What was the title of that one? Not feeling right.
That was December 19th.
December 19th. That's right. I knew the date. Anyway, yeah, just the fact that we know what it is. We saw Chosen do it to Daniel do it to Kreese. And so like mm-hmm. there was a bit of a better word, like escalation, like right, like you, mm-hmm. you're supposed to use that against a bad guy. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing using that on Johnny? You mm-hmm. know, and so like, yeah, I just thought it was a really bad color on Daniel and, mm-hmm. and the purpose of using it, just because we, you know, when we found out that there is an aggressive side to Miyagi-Do, and this is like one of those, and for him to use it over something as little as like being the lead sensei and in the style or whatever for the kids. I don't know if we were calling them anything when they're all together now. But yeah.
Combined dojos.
Yeah, combined dojos. Yeah, just that whole deal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought that was just a really bad color on Daniel.
Yeah.
That for number three.
Yeah, yeah. He was just willing to use anything, you know, to get that. So
yeah, just the advantage because mm-hmm. Johnny, if he had something in the back of, you know, his back pocket, he wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Do you think so? Do you think he, I mean, let's see, like the crane kick thing, that's different. Like that's, you know, that.
This was a fight. This was a fight. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Anyway, number three for me. Okay. So number three, pettiness. Season 1, episode 4. Cobra Kai Never Dies. Sam gives her father the silent treatment because he found them alone in the classroom while Sam was trying to take off Kyler's pants at the Halloween dance.
Is that 104?
It's the episode after the Halloween dance. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay.
104, because 103 is the Halloween dance, Escalito, right. And then it's 104 where she's mad at him because Kyler was trying to take off his belt because, you know, it's stuck to her pants.
Yeah.
Daniel walked in and she's like, "You said you were gonna be a ghost or something," but like clearly, like I put it as pettiness because like clearly I think like Sam was kind of like in the wrong. Obviously they ran off, like she knows what was going on even though she acts like it was all innocent,
right?
And she managed to take that whole thing and make it Daniel's fault, and I think like she knew what she was doing, so like that made number three for me.
I can, very petty.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah. She knows. Maybe Daniel had a point. Her father had a point there.
I think you're right on that. And that moment right there for Daniel, it just makes me think, like, man, you think he overparents? Do you think Daniel overparents?
Well, I just learned not enough. You know, and just
yeah, I just yeah. I just kind of learned about this overparenting. Like, you know, there's like, you know, helicopter parents, but then there's like overparenting, you know, and I just kind of came to a realization that I overparent, you know, and I've always known that I'm a really tough parent. You know, I'm the disciplinarian. I'm the one that's, you know, getting into the kids' faces and like, "No, you don't do this and stop biting your sister." You know, I'm the parent that has to be the a-hole, you know? So like, but then like recently, I had one night where I was just like kind of mad at myself. I'm like, man, like I'm doing the thing that we hear in movies and television, you know, and that trope of like, I'm not going to be like my parents, you know? And so I know how I was as a kid and I overparent, you know, hoping that my kids don't turn out like me or, you know, do the things that I did. And so, so I was just like, you know, I don't know if I'd be following my kid in school, but yeah, that's just like, yeah, am I anything like Daniel? Because I kind of joked that I felt a little seen in 407 or 408 where Daniel breaks the tablet, Anthony's tablet. Was that
party time?
Okay. Yeah. So when that happened, it's because like, man, many parents, I feel like we have kids, you know, that are constantly on the tablet. And that's a little like living vicariously through Daniel, just wanting to break that tablet of theirs, you know. So felt a little scene in that moment, but I'm just like, man, I might be a little bit closer to Daniel as in terms of parenting than I thought. Anyway.
Like I was like, Sam knew she wasn't supposed to be off in the classroom like that. She was clearly breaking whatever rules. And I always thought it was just funny how she managed to spin the whole thing around and make it like Daniel's fault.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I can see that frustrating and why like some people, you know, not a fan of Sam, especially the earlier seasons.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Number two for me, when I mentioned like we have characters that's their favorite clothing is pettiness. I feel this character falls into that category. Maybe this is the character that I thought of when I said that, made that comment. So my number two is from season 5, episode 6, Ouroboros. Terry Silver takes over Topanga and moves on without Sensei Rosenthal. that whole discussion, you know, I'm forgetting the dialogue, but basically Terry tells the students that, you know, this will now be led by whichever one of the fist senseis. And, you know, Rosenthal was like, wait, Terry, you know, I thought we talked about, you know, this thing. And then like Terry Silver doesn't even address it, you know, pays no attention to Sensei Rosenthal. And yeah, it's like the dude just took your dojo and it was like, hey, you know, thanks, but no thanks. You know,
yeah, even Darth Vader had the decency to say, I'm altering the deal. Don't alter it anymore.
See something
like Terry Silver just ignores him.
Yeah, so petty that he won't even make a remark, you know. But yeah, there you go. I feel like he can have his own episode, but You know, I don't know what the Terry Silver fans and loyals would say about that, though. They're like, no, that sounds about right. But yeah, I have him at number two. What do you have for number two?
I was just going to say about the Terry Silver, because I thought, like, you could argue and say, no, he's just doing what's right for the dojo. It only seems petty from the point of view of Sensei Rosenthal.
That's true. Because clearly the other students seem to be fine with it.
Yeah.
Want the swag. I get it. Even Devin entertains the idea of possibly becoming a Cobra at this point. She has no loyalty to Rosenthal.
You're right.
Maybe this is Rosenthal you know, thinking he's petty, but he's not.
Okay, so my number two, season two, episode four, The Moment of Truth. Dimitri points out Kreese's tattoo was wrong. The hood of the Indo-Chinese spitting cobra is actually much smaller, and their pupils are round. So that's Dimitri just pointing out a small detail error on Kreese's tattoo. So I put that as number two for my pettiness.
That's a good one. And a lot of moments for me definitely came up for Dimitri. He may make an appearance on my list as well. On which side of pettiness, who knows, we'll see. So that's a really good one. I still feel bad, you know, like what we don't see what happens between that moment and him running out going shit, you know, like all that.
I guess you could actually argue Kreese's response was also petty, like it's like who cares, but so that would be another, I didn't even consider that, but I was looking to include Dimitri on it because I you know, kind of his character trait, this sort of thing, you know, could come off as being very petty about these little details.
Absolutely. I agree. So again, we'll see if he come on which side of pettiness he may show up later on my list. So my number one, I mentioned about like colors not looking good on certain characters when it comes to, actions, right? And that the effects of one's actions. So my number one moment of pettiness comes from season one, episode five, Counterbalance, when Daniel ups the lease and pays for Johnny's beer. You asshole. For my lowest moment for Daniel. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed in him.
I have to say something. Yes. I have the same number one.
There you go. Oh my God. A rare crossover, and probably the first where it's like our number ones. I'll just add it with this, you know, like in an episode where it was probably on your list of top five episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like I may have had it mentioned. I'm not sure. A beloved episode. Season one is just, you know, it's perfect, right? 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody loves season one. But that whole episode, so many things happen. Big win for Miguel at the end of the episode. In like a few minutes, they decide to show us just a little moment in the convenience store where Johnny is halfway inside the fridge and Daniel comes in to buy, quote unquote, spray paint for, you know, a big canvas, or looking, you know, for somewhere to possibly open up a dealership.
See, but he asks for spray paint to let Johnny know he knows that Johnny's the one who spray painted the rocket ship on his billboard. So like it was all a ruse to directly let Johnny know without actually coming out. It's like passive aggressive, you know, passive. Yeah.
Go ahead, you know, because this is also your number one, but just
right. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
so many layers minutes.
The whole thing. Yeah, he comes in and he asks for the spray paint, and Johnny like knows, like, why would Daniel come here and ask for spray paint? It's because just to let him know, and then he starts talking about, you know, oh, the rent's going up, you know, geez, look, and then for some reason, and this is like the pettiest to me is, you know, when he comes back with the spray paint and then Daniel's like, actually, I don't want the spray paint. I just went and got it for you. He's like, I'll just take the gum and I'll put his beer on my tab.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's all he wanted to pay for. But yeah, and just Johnny's face the entire time, like he wants to say something, but it's like, I mean, he didn't deserve that, and he had every right to say something. But I guess, you know, just Daniel playing him and saying like, I know, you know, like I know what, who did it, and kind of like, yeah, to what you were saying. But yeah, just a low moment for Daniel. Again, I was really disappointed in him, and I'm just like, I had no idea this show would have made me feel that type of way towards Daniel, you know, and he's come a long way, but season one, Daniel, not a good look.
Not a good look. Yeah.
Yeah. Many of the moments there. So,
but that, you know, it sets up later in the episode when, you know, Amanda kind of snaps at him and then he's at Mr. Miyagi's grave. I mean, it's a great episode. I do think this was on my list of top episodes, the number three, I think.
Yeah. It's just, it's so well done, that entire episode. So that was our number ones and our top five list. So I'll go back and I'll do my honorables and then recap my five. So just right outside of my number five, I included season four, episode two, First Learn Stand, when Amanda visits Tori at work. Now, I get it. I get you're being a mom. You're looking out for your daughter. You want to protect her. But what are you doing going to somebody's place of work? Like,
I thought you were going to say the soup guy who was complaining. Oh,
the soup guy is very petty. Motherfucker, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's like, look, soup guy, you should know better. When two people are talking, you wait for your turn. But no, on the same note, like Amanda, you're a parent. You probably teach your kids, you know, you don't do anything or say anything to somebody what you wouldn't want done back to you or said to you, right? So if you wouldn't want somebody visiting you at work, don't visit somebody at work. I understand she couldn't get a hold of her and things are a mess, but whatever. But when, you know, when the menu goes down and the reveal it's Amanda, I was just like, what are you doing? You know, so it was just one of those things that I was just like, I didn't know that I would feel that towards Amanda. And, you know, she kind of gets it back though later in the episode. So,
yeah.
My number seven, I guess, my second honorable mention comes from season one, episode one, AC Generate, the queen of pettiness herself, Homeless Lynn, trying to shoo off Johnny, and he's just minding his own business, eating a slice of pizza. And while this man is getting beat, she decides to steal that slice of pizza and observe him getting his ass whooped, or, you know, altercation. So I wanted to include her.
Did you consider Julie the wrong wall? Because she's the one I just thought of. I think I thought of her Judy, at some point. Yeah.
I did not think about her. No, yeah. But I did make quoted Johnny on the phone with Mike to a coworker who just finished up season two, and I'm like, yeah, he just started maybe like 3 weeks ago, and he just finished season two and he's really excited. And I'm like, well, hurry the hell up so I can talk to you about the whole damn show. But he's enjoying it. And just in passing in the office one morning, I was just like, you fired me because of that bitch. And he just started laughing. Yeah. He's just one of those guys that like anything will make him laugh. So you could just quote like one day I was talking to another coworker and he just came by and he just leaned over as he walked by. I was just like, why? You know, so like he picked up on that already, you know? So yeah, it's just one of those things. And then my third honorable mention, his name was mentioned earlier, which side of pettiness, you tell me. Season two, episode five, All In, when Cobra Kai is ganging up on Dimitri over a Yelp review. So he refuses to put it down because it's going to compromise or what was it? Something about his journalistic integrity or something like that. But then the fact that they're all ganging up on him, they corner him, and then it leads into the mall brawl, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. So who's petty there? Him or Hawk?
They're all petty. That's the thing about this show. Yeah, like if you ever read, you know, his whole review, it's all petty about everything.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. So like, you know, that could have been included. Also literally that whole altercation at the mall is started in the comic book store about the Yelp review, like take it down. You know, that was the discussion, you know, so I thought that was funny. And then to recap my five, number five was season one, episode 10, Mercy. Johnny teaches Miguel how to effectively use the crane kick in the All Valley tournament. Number four, season two, episode three, Fire and Ice, when Cobra Kai interrupts Miyagi-Do's demonstration. Number three, season four, episode five, Match Point. Daniel uses the pressure point technique on Johnny in a bout over who gets to lead as sensei. Number two, season five, episode six, Ouroboros. Terry Silver takes over Topanga and moves on without Sensei Rosenthal. And my number one moment of pettiness is Counterbalance from season one, episode five. Daniel ups the lease and pays for Johnny's beer. Yeah, not a good look. All right, back to you, your honorables, and recap your five.
Honorable mentions. I think these are in no particular order, but anyway. Okay. So season five, episode 10, Head of Snake. After beating the fist, Johnny tells Mike Barnes, I did most of this.
That's a good one. You know, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought like it's kind of like he cares about who gets credit. I did take it. It didn't make the list because I thought like, well, I kind of agree with Johnny. Like, it's not entirely, but he did do most of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great line, but it's also like, well, you didn't have to say that. We all know that. But just the fact that he wants to like just mention it casually, you know? Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, go ahead and finish just in case. I don't want to overstep your honorables.
But yeah, so that was that one because it didn't make the list because like I kind of agreed with him, but like so is it entirely petty? But yeah, it's a good one. Next one, season two, episode 10, No Mercy. Daniel dropping Sam off at the school and she complains, did you have to pull all the way up in front? She doesn't want to be seen with her father. And they're in an Audi too, but I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like a moment of pettiness from Sam. That's all she cares about. Like with everything going on, like all she cares about is that she,
seen with her dad.
Yeah.
No, I just love like, yeah, these moments really amuse you. Love it. Yeah. So, I need to revisit some of these previous seasons for sure.
Yeah. And then, it's another Sam one. Season two, episode seven, lol. When Miyagi-Do is training in the freezer and Sam asks, are there no geikos that take place in a spa? So yeah. that's just Sam complaining about Daniel's training. And I always thought that was like, that's such a funny line for her. Like in the sense that like she's spoiled that she just thinks about a spa, but,
those are my three. If you need an episode idea, you can probably come up with like moments of pettiness for Sam, you know, something like that.
I even had another one. I'm like looking at the others that didn't even make the.
What the hell? Go ahead, throw those in.
Oh well, I had Kyler dumping Dimitri's lunch out because he bumped into him at the cafeteria. That's season three, episode six, right?
Seven. Wait, hold on. When was this the yogurt?
No. I'm saying when he had the cast episode seven, I think.
A few different encounters. I
could have done a bunch of Kyler ones. But then I was like, well, is it just like he's an annoying bully and not like just petty? Like I don't know. So that's why like none of the Kyler ones made the list for me. Then I had Sam mocking Tori singing in season four, episode four, when they're at the birthday party and she's just kind of sitting next to her.
That whole damn episode, you know, because that very episode, I was going through the scenes and I'm like, I mean, that whole sequence, I mean, the glitter bomb,
just back and forth. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Just.
I also had in 409 when Daryl was up. Why is Ron on my mic?
That's one. That's what I was referring to when we were talking about the committee earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, because then I thought about Daryl and
So those are some of the others I had. Yeah, the Daryl. Yeah. Why is Ron on my mic? That's a good one.
Now I did consider this and ultimately didn't decide it against just because it's something that we've discussed before. I'm trying to remember what the topic was, but it's basically episode 503. And it's when Mike Barnes tells like Chosen that it's for you $2,000. You know,
oh,
the,
yeah.
It's usually, what is it, like $1,200 or whatever, but for you, $2,000 just that, like it's hilarious as hell. And Mike Barnes has every right to charge Chosen whatever for what Chosen did, but like you can also understand, like, look, it was an honest mistake, you know. So, but I did love that. And there was another one with Dimitri. I didn't write it down, but these are the ones that were like popping in my head as we were discussing. All right, and then recap your five.
Okay, season number five, season five, episode three, Playing with Fire. Anthony complaining to Sam that she ate the last of the crustables. Number four, season four, episode six, Kicks Get Chicks. Sue showing at the All Valley Board, showing the big increase of girls participating. George replies, how about instead of karate, we put on a baking class? And number three, season one, episode four, Cobra Kai Never Dies. Sam giving her father the silent treatment because he found them alone in the class, her and Kyler alone in the classroom at the Halloween dance. Number two, season two, episode four, The Moment of Truth. Dimitri pointing out Kreese's tattoo was done wrong. The hood of the Indo-Chinese spitting cobra is much smaller and their pupils are actually round. And number one, season one, episode five, Counterbalance. Daniel coming by the convenience store to let Johnny know he was responsible for the rent getting raised, pays for Johnny's beer, and just gets some gum.
You know, very great list. I was just sitting here chuckling to myself because it's funny, I didn't purposely omit Chosen, but the entire the poker face of him putting on that he was still upset with Daniel all this time, you know, just to like lead up to the fake honk, you know.
The pettiness, you know, all these years later, gonna get him back. That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh man, this could keep going, but hopefully I didn't steal any of the feedback thunder. So let's take a look to see what the group members submitted in the Facebook group, Companion Network group. You can find that on Facebook. If you you yourself want to get in on submitting feedback for future episodes, topics, with the topics and episodes, this is where I'm asking for feedback. So the first one comes from Ron. He has number five, Daniel getting Johnny's rent doubled. I realized it was retaliation for the dick face graffiti, but Amanda was right when she said, so what? He's an asshole. Don't let him turn you into one. So he has that number five. We had that at number one. Interesting, but hey, same wavelength there. Number four, Daniel trying to block Cobra Kai from getting reinstated in the All Valley tournament. Again, I understand his motivations, but he could have solved it by having an honest conversation with Johnny. Not to mention trying to get Cobra Kai banned didn't work and probably made him look bad to the committee. I completely agree. That's a very good one. Absolutely. Another, like Daniel, you know, right there behind Terry Silver, or maybe in front of Terry Silver, who knows? Like these guys, they wear that outfit. Number three, Samantha messing with Tori at her job at the kid's birthday party. You mentioned it. Yeah. Number two, Peanut's breast double cross in the last episode of season five. I kind of understand where he's coming from, always being the butt of everyone's jokes and having that awful nickname wore on him. Mm-hmm. But there must have been a more honorable way to handle it than betraying his friends. That's a really strong one. I didn't even think about that. And see, again, my mind didn't really go to most of the kids. Mm-hmm. I think for me, like my attachment is with the legacy characters, and that's right. And to see them after all these years, just be like, you know, Jesus, you guys, you know, like you're grown ass men and women, and it's just like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And his number one, real quick, Terry Silver framing Kreese and getting him thrown in prison. Holy hell, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Really, see, that's the thing. Another thing, some things feel like a little bit more than petty. Like that's like, well, that's kind of like,
what would you call
running,
that?
You know, running a coup again.
Okay.
Gets that,
okay.
You know.
Mm. Would that be? Could that be a future topic? I don't know. I mean, I would.
Although,
I mean,
you know what? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, actually thinking back at that episode, Minefields, where Kreese kind of gets mad at Terry Seven. That is correct. Yeah. Because they beat, like Terry had Anthony, or not Anthony, Kenny, take advantage of Robbie and beat him in that little drill they were doing. And then Kreese brings the beer and tells that story. You could say that was petty too, actually.
Yeah. What about Terry Silver beating up Stingray for walking back into the dojo?
Yeah, but Stingray agreed to that, right? So, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to kind of look at it from a different perspective. Like, you know, that it wasn't malicious, that there wasn't something more to it. It's, well, Stingray, we told you never to come in here again. So, Terry Silver's just going to kick your ass for it. Yeah, that's a very good list. Let's see here. The next one, let's see real quick. Yeah, Ron added, I realize I left Johnny out of the list here, but because of Karate Kid 1, you kind of expect Johnny to be petty and Daniel to be noble. It hits harder when Daniel does petty things because you don't expect it from him. And that's exactly how I felt about our number one. Mm-hmm. You know? The next one comes from Mike P. He has number five, Sam making fun of Tori at her job in season 4. That seems to be a popular one so far. Number four, Anthony stealing Kenny's clothes. That would be petty. I would agree. I was trying to think of like other things, but like Anthony's got a lot of moments himself. I mean,
that was because Kenny was talking to Leah too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
in the library or something.
It's all of the you know, that love triangle. But then I'm just thinking Anthony in general as well. Like, you know, it's funny because at this point, no one's mentioned, you know, the interactions with like Johnny and Anthony, you know, from both seasons 1 and 4, especially like, go get it yourself, Dick, or whatever he says to, like, Johnny asked for ketchup, right?
Yeah. You know,
and yeah. So that whole, I mean, that's petty. All right. Number three, Dick on a billboard. I thought it was a rocket ship. Number two, Daniel getting Johnny's rent raised. And number one, trashing the Miyagi-Do. Very good one. Now, that did cross my mind, trashing the Miyagi-Do. I mean, I think that's beyond petty. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Now, that's the thing, like, for a lot of them, I considered, you know, which is why, like, at least several things on my list, I went for, like, the petty of the petty. Like, you know, Sam eating the crustables. Like,
right. Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, and you just made at least, you know, it kind of widened the feedback in the list and the discussions that we have, too. So those are little ones trashing the Miyagi-Do. What are your thoughts on that when that happened? Do you remember how you felt?
I guess what, I guess a little shocked and horrified, but like, I think I even brought it up in a video once way back, where like, I felt like it was also a second tier effort. Like, so I don't know, I guess it's all kind of like, petty. It is petty because it's like they lost in this fight. So what they're going to do is throw toilet paper all over the tree or something. It's just, it's so stupid. It is petty. So I definitely think that falls under the petty.
Defaces, you know, Daniel's car, steals the Medal of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like so much pettiness with like over the line, like over the top, like taking the Medal of Honor, like, which is probably actually a crime.
We'll see, you know, what happens in season 6 if anything happens at all. Like, you know, it was, you know, it was mentioned, you know, it was it was addressed, but I that was just amongst the kids, so that was just between Robbie and Eli. Like, I want a moment that's just personally, I want a moment between Eli and Daniel. You know, as far as I can remember, I don't think Daniel knows that it was him, that he had taken it and all of that. So that's just amongst the kids. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we'll see what that dynamic's like. Assuming that, you know, all the senseis are going to be all the senseis to the combined dojos. I feel that's something that they can have a discussion about and bring them in closer. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's not needed, but I feel that was such a big moment, you know, to include and made us feel some type of way. Yeah. Many people probably move past that, but I that to me that just it felt so damn personal. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, well, they still haven't really, like, it's not glossed over, because like I said, it's been mentioned, and I feel I'm just kind of going in circles here, but I feel there needs to be a moment between Eli and Daniel. Is all, do you think so? How do you feel about that? You, or were you fine with what we got in season 5 with you know, Eli kind of apologizing for that?
Well, season 4
was it season 4?
Yeah, when the dojos are working together for the first time.
Oh, okay. See, why am I combining?
Yeah, it's just
it came out the same year. That's probably what it is.
There you go.
You know, part there one and part two. You know, yeah. Of season 4. Really, yeah, that's really
I think it's probably mostly moved on. You know, there were a few references to it in season 5 when Robbie was back with them and they were going back and forth. But I feel like when we go into season 6, it's like, it's moving forward, right? It's not looking back. So
yeah, okay. So I think I remember we were talking about two different moments. So the one that you just said with Robbie in season 5, that's what I was thinking. I think you were talking about like early season 4, right? When like Hawk was still trying to figure things out.
Yeah, and Daniel snaps at him once in the first episode. Yeah,
yeah, and I feel the moment I was thinking of, I think this was Eli at this point, if I'm not mistaken. Like it was there not something with bad eggs? I might be mixing everything up, man. Yeah, I really do need to rewatch these episodes. All right. Okay. So really good list, Mike, as always. Next one comes from Randy. He says, the ones that come to mind, 2 and 1, the whole kids' birthday party fiasco between Tori and Sam. They each did some spiteful stuff there, though Tori definitely suffered more. I agree. Mm-hmm. Johnny's billboard painting of a rocket. Wink. Daniel getting Johnny's rent raised. 2, Hawk breaking Dimitri's arm. Let's discuss that one. I thought about that. Is that petty, or is that kind of just one of those things that, like, where I would probably put this up there with like Trash and Miyagi, though, like crossing the line? Like,
I would put the mall fight as more petty, and this one, no, like, it's more like this was a straight up fight, not petty like that.
And I'm not trying to like this kind of like anybody's definition of petty, but like, I want to discuss some of these because. Especially that one crossed my mind. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, like, how come, why didn't I include it? You know, obviously I had some other ones that I felt that should be on my list, but also like, you know, that's definitely a moment that again, not a good look on Hawk. Mm-hmm. But is this still over the Yelp review? Is it, you know, if it is, then yes, file this under petty for sure. Mm-hmm. You know? And his number one, if we want to go as far back as the movies, all of Jerry Silver's action in Karate Kid 3. Randy might feel the same way as I do, as that, that's just a favorite outfit of Terry's.
It's true, yeah. The plot of Karate Kid 3, basically, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Dorian, he comes in with, as iconic as it is, Johnny spray painting the rocket ship. On the LaRusso auto billboard, and Daniel's calculated misfire to get back at Johnny by raising the rent. So that's a very popular one too. So very that one popular, and the birthday party are the two
birthday
ones.
Birthday party, making me feel bad. I didn't include the birthday party in the main list. Just
there are this one comes from Jera. I feel it's been a while since I've heard Jera read her list here. She says there are plenty of plenty moments in the show. Hard agree. Here are 5 that come to my mind, and in no particular order. Number 1, Daniel in season 1, episode 5, when he had the rent raised at the strip mall. What's even more petty is when Daniel comes into the convenience store asking for red spray paint for a big project on Ventura Boulevard and basically tells Johnny it was him who had the rent raised. Mm-hmm. Then to top off the pettiness, Daniel putting Johnny's beer on his tab saying, looks like he's had a rough day. I can honestly say I lost respect for Daniel LaRusso at that moment. Mm. 100%.
Yeah.
Number 2, Kreese in season 2, episode 4, when he uses his past struggles to manipulate Johnny into letting him back into Cobra Kai. He is such a master manipulator, and that just makes him petty. Mm-hmm. A very good one. Absolutely. Yeah. Season 2, Kreese is very different than what we get in the later seasons. And hell, I even thought about the comment, but this, I feel, has been brought up maybe in one of our episodes, but just Kreese's line, my condolences. you know, like,
yeah, I thought of those too, where he references Mr. Miyagi, but like, I always tried, like, I tried to get away from like the straight, like, asshole grudge, you know, this sort of thing, like
those personal digs, you know, that are very, you know, obvious and whatnot. Her third one, number three, Johnny at Valley Fest in season 2, episode 3, when Cobra Kai interrupts Miyagi-Do's demonstration. Although their performance is badass, it's also a petty move. Yes, I completely agree here. I love this. Number four, Sam in season 4, episode 4, at the birthday party with Tori. It was pretty low of Sam to call her out for her bad actions in front of a bunch of kids. That's just being petty. Yep. Agree there. And number five, Dimitri in season 2, episode 9. Even though Hawk is a complete asshole, calling him out for a bedwetting in front of everyone at Moon's party was really petty. That's pretty petty. True. That's pretty damn good. Yeah, I thought of that one. So there you go. She included everybody, you know, the legacy characters and the teens. I really love that list. Next one comes from Emily, Emily B. She says, "My man, cousin Louis, setting up Robbie to fail at the dealership." That's definitely petty. That's I didn't think about that particular
dynamic
move. Dynamic, but that is definitely all pettiness. You know, and telling him to move the car. That's what she's talking about. But I guess when I was reading that, my mind went to the porn magazine. But that's where I went first, and I completely forgot about the Porsche. But Cousin Louie is one who I thought about earlier, and I wanted to include this, but this is something that you only learned from, like, you know, a previous interview at Companion, is Lucille having Johnny remove his shoes, you know, in episode 408, Party Time. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, listen to Joe and Luan's interview about Party Time. I don't remember if that was a standalone episode interview or if it was a 2-in-1, because they had the 2 episodes in season 4. But they talked about that. I don't remember if they said that was filmed, but it was definitely something that they discuss, where, you know, the Diazes plus Johnny show up and Lucille says to remove your shoes. As Miguel attempts to, she's like, "Not you, honey, you," and points to Johnny. And that's why Johnny is, well, I guess, yeah, I guess that was the thing, because Johnny does not have shoes on in the family picture, you know. Right. So people did ask about that when it first came out. And she adds Lucille just going ham on Amanda's housewife skills. Meow, meemaw. that dynamic, that's too. It is a good one. All right, this next one comes from Anne. She says, "I looked up some definitions for pettiness, and this one, a focus on issues so small and trivial that it's almost silly. Another way to use the non-pettiness is to describe the quality of a person that's also called small-mindedness. A friend's pettiness can be hard to live with, since she focuses on trivial matters and has a tendency to seek revenge for the slightest offenses." Resonated. So, for those that don't know, Anne is a educator, teacher, you know, so I'm glad that she started with that, because we kind of did something like that, but we didn't go over the definitions really, but that does help. She continues with the revenge for the slightest offenses definition mind, and hoping not to repeat what everyone has already mentioned. Here's a list. Number five, Johnny beating up Anoush to find Robbie. He didn't react well to what he might have considered Anoush's condescending tone. What do you think? Yeah, that came up in mind as well. I feel that's kind of for me. I liked how you worded it, like crossing the line. You know, that's you know, it's that's a type of pettiness. I feel like a tear, if you want to call it that. That's something I thought that was a little over the line and kind of beyond pettiness. But physical harm there. Number four, Louis recruiting some thugs and destroying Johnny's Firebird for messing with his family. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a really good one. Louis is like all pettiness as well, you know? Yeah. Early Louis, absolutely. Season number three, Hawk and Mitch beating up Nate because Miyagi-Do's held a fundraiser for Miguel. Yeah, hell yeah. That's a good one. I even considered like the idea of just like Bert and Nate, and I was just trying to think of a moment of pettiness between the two. But so I'm glad that they mentioned this, because Nate gets a mention. Just more of the kids, you know. I often forget to think about some of the actions that they've done because it's a little overshadowed by the shit that the grownups do. You know, number two, Terry beating up Stingray because Kreese pulled rank and told him to stop beating on Johnny.
Yeah.
So yeah, we talked about that for sure. That's one hell of a moment there. Okay, and her number one, Johnny reopening Cobra Kai, opening Pandora's box after Daniel busted his chops in front of Louis and Anoush at his dealership. Is that that's a great okay? Number one, that's a great list, Ann. Thank you so much. Is that pettiness?
I mean, is it like? I guess I see why she says that. You can definitely interpret it like because Daniel's like, you know, it wasn't you, it was Cobra Kai. And then so Johnny, annoyed at Daniel, goes and creates Cobra Kai.
Right.
So yeah, I get why she's saying it.
Like, absolutely.
Didn't cross my mind, but I totally get what she's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love the inclusion of it just because it's like, well, of course, like, yeah. And, gosh, I think I'm going to restart binge soon.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. That is a really good one, but I'll just like,
list, yeah.
There's definitely some pettiness to that, but
earlier, sometimes it really does depend on your point of view. Like from like an outsider or Daniel's point of view, it seems like, how can you be so petty or something? But like, if we relate to Johnny or something, like, it's like, yeah, absolutely. You know, there was so much good here. And like, I feel like that's the theme of season one, at least to somewhat. So yeah. So like we said, like I mentioned before, sometimes like whether it's petty or not does just depend on your point of view.
Yeah. Let's see. Is that all the comments?
Did it?
I guess that's it. Yeah. So when I read that there was 13 comments, that's literally 13 comments, not 13 lists. So I got a little excited. Darn you, Facebook, for counting the replies to people's comments. Like, you should only count the main comments, I feel. I don't know. Anyway, but that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for your guys' list. That's I thought this was a really fun episode, and definitely something we can revisit because these are just really fun moments to kind of like remember again, you know. Just a damn good show. So yeah, I guess that's it. Any last thoughts or another one pop into your head before we end this?
Next time,
yeah. So next episode is your topic.
Yes, my topic. What do you have for us? So I was thinking, I wasn't sure what to do, and I was thinking when you first mentioned this, I thought you said, what did you say, petting? So how about top five best makeout scenes?
So makeout scenes, okay.
There's no defined way to however you want. Yeah. Always, okay. Yeah.
I was about to say, like,
I will say real or imaginary, that's fine. You know, there are some dream makeout scenes. So, you know, if you want to include those. But yeah, in the show, the top five best makeouts.
Okay.
However you define it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Makeout scenes, or is that how you worded it?
That's what I have written here. So yeah, that's what I'm. I didn't actually want to say heavy petting or something. No.
I wasn't sure if it was another moment, but makeout scenes. Okay. All right. I'll post that one in the group page so people can start adding to that. So thank you guys as always for your guys' continued support during this lull while we wait for the SAG after strike.
Cobra Kai is really going to be a while, but we do have Obliterated coming up. So
that's something to get excited about.
Yeah,
absolutely. A little over a month. My thing is that it's, you know, for those that don't know, it's roughly an hour each episode, but eight episodes. So it will be something to get us through the rest of the year, you know, and hopefully in the few months of next until we get maybe some more things, hopefully good news, obviously. But for those that want something a little different, fun, maybe some violence and gore, Twisted Metal, show run by Michael Jonathan Smith, writer of Cobra Kai, and, you know, Obliterated, the Peyton List fans, you know, check out School Spirits on Paramount Plus, that's out there. I'm trying to think of any recent projects of other people. I know some of the cast are making some rounds to the cons, so keep an eye out for something near you perhaps.
Sholo and Jacob have a podcast
That's right.
You know, if you want to listen to other podcasts, yeah.
I mean, not going to lie, they're putting out, you know, more of a regular scheduled episodes than we are. So that's, you know, that's something. And, you know, I think we're still waiting for our invite to join them as guests or something, you know. But perhaps, you know, because of the title of the pod, maybe that's just something that's like, it's a little too close. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, you know, plenty of episodes done here. Plenty of interviews. If you guys want some behind the scenes stuff, go back and check out some of the interviews you might have missed. There's a lot of fun ones out there. So that's going to do it. Watch Party. You got anything to promote coming up that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm writing a video, maybe sort of like a season 6 theory video. I was doing some Star Wars stuff. I'm going to come back to Cobra Kai. So that'll be up, hopefully within, you know, the next week or so, maybe even when you're listening to this now. But so yeah, that's on the YouTube Watch Party.
And, Instagram and X/Twitter. Watch Party One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And for me, I would just, you know, if you guys got Instagram, I would direct you to Companion Networks to see all the things that I do and the other accounts that I run. Obviously, Cobra Kai Companion on Instagram and Cobra Kai Pod on Twitter if you don't already follow me there. So we will see you guys on the next episode where we discuss top 5 makeout scenes. It's going to be a fun one. All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, by the way, awesome, for your fandom. You've been great, man. You've been along for the ride the whole time. You've been cheering us on. You really get into it. You get the fans engaged. So you being here is important, and we really, really appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
This has been a production of the Companion Network.